Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach, and today we're going to talk about getting out of your comfort zone. You know, this is a topic that some people have major problems with. You know, I had that at one point in my life that it was, you know, kind of difficult getting out of my comfort zone, but I had to do it. And as you see, I'm doing a radio show. It was, well, talking to people, no, I didn't have a problem with that. Not at all. I kind of had, you know, talking, that wasn't an issue. Kind of keeping quiet, yeah, that was an issue, but talking, that, no problem with that. My mom could, if she's listening to the show, she'll tell you, nope, I was the last one coming out of high school, you know, constantly talking. She'd be sitting there going, Jesus Christ, when is she getting out? You know, because I was the last one. So that was never, ever an issue, you know, with the talking. But other things, you know, I had problems with, but as far as we're talking, nope, that wasn't a problem. But some people do. They have an issue with getting up in front of a stage or, you know, getting on a webinar, talking, you know, it's like, oh my God, people are going to really hear this. You know, and some people do have a problem with the radio show. So I do tell, or creating a video. That's one of the issues that people have in, especially in network marketing. Are you serious? You want me to create a video? Yes, I do. I want you to create a video. I have a couple of my colleagues that I work with. That's one of the things that I do when I do coaching. I tell them you have to create a video. Really? Are you serious? You want me to create a video? Yeah, because that's one of the main things that you want people to see you. You want people to get to know you. You know, people can't work with you if they don't know you. You know, one of the things is they have to know, like, and trust you. Well, how could they know you if they don't, you know, they can't like you if they don't know you, and they can't trust you if they don't, you know you. And the only way somebody could really know you is that they got to see you. You know, a lot of times, you know, Skype is an excellent source, you know, for people to really see you. A lot of people from different countries, they want to see you. That's why they ask you, could you go on Skype? Or right now, Facebook has an awesome tool that you could use. It's a Facebook chat where you could actually see the person that you're talking to. So if you want to get seen out there in your business, get over it. You have to get seen on video. So, you know, especially, you know, people who are using YouTube, you know, get used to not just YouTube. Because I'm going to tell you something, YouTube's not the end-all, be-all. If you want to get out there, you got to start using other avenues. YouTube's not the only one. Yes, YouTube's one of the top 10 sites out there, but, you know, you got Vimeo, you got Dailymotion, you got all other video sites. Get out there and be seen. You have to get out of that comfort zone. It's extremely, extremely, extremely important. I can't tell you how important it is in your business. People really want to see who they're working with. You know, it's really not that bad once you get started. One of the things that you could do is to do 15-second videos. You know, do these little, or even Instagram, do these little Snapchats. You know, just get pictures out there of yourself. You know, sometimes we're our worst critics. We go and we take a picture. Oh, my God, no, I don't want that. It's funny, when I first started doing videos and when I first started doing pictures, my poor husband, oh, my God, I feel sorry for him, but he could tell you. I did, when I first started doing pictures, the poor guy was taking pictures, and it was like, nope, don't like that one. Nope, don't like that one. But I'll tell you something. First of all, I was taking self pictures. That was even worse because I was like, my worst critic saying, no, no, no. But honestly, the only one, and I know this sounds strange, but it's the God's honest truth. The only one who could take a good picture of me is my husband. He really can. Other people taking pictures of me, I don't like them. And I don't know, it's just, and I didn't realize it. I really, really did not realize it. But it's a God's honest truth. The only one who could take a picture of me that I really love is my husband. And I think it's because looking at him, you know, he captures something, you know, because I'm just looking at him. And I don't know if it's the love I have for him or whatever it is, but there's something. Because when I look at him, he just captures something. And it's funny, but it's true. People say, you know, every picture that they've said that I look good in, it's one that he has taken. It's just uncanny. So I don't know. It's just something that it just happens, but it's just so funny. It's the ones that he has personally taken of me. So it's just a funny thing. But anyway, going back to getting out of your comfort zone, you know, if you are in network marketing, affiliate marketing like I am, I'm now in just affiliate marketing, which there is a difference, ladies and gentlemen. Affiliate marketing is like it's referral marketing. It's totally different from network marketing. And if you want more information on that, you can send me an email at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Please don't spam me. Please don't send me your links. Seriously, because what I'm doing is I'm unrecruitable. Really? I mean, it's hysterical. I get on my Facebook and I have put it out there already a couple times that what I'm doing, I'm only doing my business. Don't send me your link. Really? Don't, because I don't want to ban you. I really, really don't. But I'm only doing my business and that's it. And I mean, I will look at your business as a favor to you if you want me to look at it, to give you my honest opinion. I will give you the pros and cons, okay? I will do that for you as a favor, but I will not join the business. Not trying to be mean, not trying to do anything like that, really. It's just I have found what I wanted. It makes sense to me. I have gone through the comp plan. There is nothing else out there, and I'm not doing a sales pitch. I'm just being really real. This is what I want to do, and I found my home. Okay, so again, please, you know, reach out to me. You could reach out to me with any questions you may have about affiliate marketing. Again, but don't send me your information and try to pitch me, because really, you're wasting your time. Again, I'm just doing carrot bars. That's the only thing I'm doing. So just to get, you know, save you some time and effort, you know, don't send me your link, because it's not going to work. But anyway. Going back to getting out of your comfort zone, please get a piece of paper and pen so I can give you some tips. One of the things is I want you to write down what is it that you want to do that is really a problem for you, that is a roadblock for you as far as comfort zones. Some of the things in network marketing, or even if you don't do network marketing, let's say that you want to go and you're tired of your job, but you want to do something else, whatever it may be. What is your particular roadblock, okay? Something that you want to do, maybe some other type of career, but something's holding you back. Is it that you're a procrastinator? Is it that you don't like to pick up the phone because you're afraid that someone's going to say no to you? That is one of the biggest things that is in network marketing, okay? People, I'm going to use, let's start with the no, okay? That is one of the hugest thing in network marketing or affiliate marketing. People are afraid to pick up the phone. Let me tell you something. That was one of my problems. I wasn't afraid to pick up the phone when it came to being a nurse. When I was using the phone as a nurse, calling up patients saying, hey, this is Diana Krekus. I'm with the VNA, you know, I'm with the visiting nurses. I'm calling you because I'm going to come between 1 and 3 o'clock, da-da-da-da-da, done. Okay, no problem. I would schedule the night before, here I am, da-da-da, this is it. No problem. But when it came to when I was doing a business, I would have a problem with picking up the phone. And the reason I was like, what the heck is wrong with me? I could pick up the phone. I could do appointments. I could pick up the phone, calling anybody, but that I had a problem with that. After thinking about it, the problem was is I didn't have confidence in myself. I didn't have confidence in the fact that I knew what I was talking about with the business. That was where I was lacking. okay? It was brought to my attention by my sponsor that she goes, what is the problem? You're a visiting nurse. You pick up the phone all the time. You were calling doctors. Doctors were strangers to you. Patients were strangers to you. What was the problem? The problem was I didn't have confidence in myself when it pertained to the business. As far as a visiting nurse, I had confidence in myself because I was in my zone. I knew what I was talking about. That was what my major problem is. And a lot of network marketers, affiliate marketers, that is the problem. You need to have confidence in yourself. You need to have confidence in your business. And a lot of times what happens is people get into businesses, they don't know their product, they don't know their service. You need to know that, ladies and gentlemen. When you get into a business, when you get into whatever it is, you need to know your product and service. You need to take the time to understand what your business is, what your pay plan is. I had someone, which was, I'm sorry, I cannot understand this. They told me that they're not into their business, they're not into their comp plan. That's not a priority to them. To me, that was a red flag. I mean, how could you go into a business and not want to know how you get paid? I mean, I'm all for the humanitarian thing. That's fine. But why are you going into a business if you don't want to know how you get paid? I mean, I'm all for charity work. That is perfectly fine. I think it's important that we all do some type of charity work. But you know what? It's important for you to also know how you get paid, how you, you know, feed your family, how you take care of your zip code at home. Because guess what? If you don't take care of yourself at home, what good are you to the people around you? What good are you to your neighborhood? What good are you to your community? So that really was like, are you serious? You don't care how you get paid? You know, you care about helping people. That's all well and good, but you really need to know how you get paid. So that really just shocked me. But anyway, you really need to know your product, your services. That's key. And you also need to know your pay plan. You need to know how many people it takes for you to get paid. Those are important. So sometimes you need to understand that when you get into a business, take the opportunity to sit down and take training. Go to those webinars. Go to the training. Get to know your business. Get to know what it entails, because that will give you the confidence you need to make those phone calls. A lot of times you have sponsors that tell you, hurry up, make your list and call people and, you know, yeah, and call them and tell them, I just got into a business I know nothing about, but you need to get on the call. Okay, that's all well and good, but guess what? It makes you a little bit more nervous. I personally tell my people what I want you to do is, yes, I do want you to make a list. Yes, I do want you to call people, but I would like you know, to know a little bit about what you're talking about. So I would rather the person take a bit of time, even if it's a month, I would rather them take that time to understand what the business is. I don't want you to take 6 years, okay? There's such a thing as called analysis paralysis, where you're sitting there understanding everything about your product, especially if it's a health and wellness. You don't need to know everything about every single ingredient, every molecule. That's unnecessary. What you need to know is what the product is, you know, what it does, you know, for whatever, you know, type of ailment, but you don't need to know every molecule about it, every study that's done about that particular product. You know, you need to know the basics about your business, if that's what you're doing. If you're deciding, as far as with your comfort zone, if it's procrastination, you need to do something about that. You know, sometimes, let's say if you're making a phone call, and the phone call is, that's really a big issue for you. You really need to do role play. What I do is with my new business partners, I do role play with them on the phone. I first give them training, or I tell them, okay, if, you know, I tell them, usually, like with my business that I'm doing, we have everything lined up. There's really nothing for me to sit down doing one-on-ones, but I do a one-on-one with each business partner. I want to know their why. I want to know what is it that they want out of the business. I give them a one-on-one so that I know what they want to do. And then we have a group site where everything is listed there. I instruct them, they need to go through that group site. There are videos, there are scripts, there's everything that they need to do. It's there. When they're ready to do phone calls, what I do is let's do some role reversals so that they could work with me so that they feel comfortable when they do their first phone call. The script is there. They don't have to sit there and do this whole soliloquy of what the phone calls are. All they have to do is pique interest, get the person to a webinar or to a a recorded webinar or a video. That's it. Very simple. We don't need to be doing a whole, a whole scripted thing. That's it. There's no, you don't have to go through all this to make it very simple. If you feel that you're getting so anxious that you're fumbling, I mean, I had a business partner that got so anxious, he started to stutter. That's how bad it was. You can do what's called retreat, where you actually get back, back away from the computer, back away from the phone. That's called retreating. You could do that, like let's say if you go to a mall. If a mall causes you anxiety, or if anything like going to open spaces or anything causes you anxiety, you could do what's retreat. Like let's say a mall is your situation, that it just really, it's out of your comfort zone. You start walking into the mall. If a certain point you start getting so anxious that it's causing you a panic attack, you walk back out of the mall. You walk back out to your car, or you step outside. You take a couple of deep breaths, and you start doing it again. Go a little bit further. Come back out. Go a little bit further. Come back out. That's what's called retreat. It's the same principle that you do in your house. You're on the phone. If it's too much, you call, and it just doesn't work, then you retreat. But you have to go through these no's to get to the yeses. That is the number one thing that I see as a major problem. People don't want to, number one, do those phone calls. Number two, are doing the videos. Another thing that I see that people have problems with is doing, some kind of maybe a blog or doing some kind of written material. You know, it's another thing that you want to do is get information out there. You do want to write, something, maybe a press release, something, because the more information you get out there about your business, but again, it has to be geared towards you. You don't want to have everything only about your business. It's really important that people learn to know about you. You have to be the number one information, because people don't join businesses, they join you. Remember that. People don't join businesses, they join you. You know, when I write, they call it press release, but basically it's like a little blog, like the same thing here with Blog Talk Radio. You don't see me putting out carrot bars out there. It's not that I don't want to put out carrot bars. I love carrot bars, but I need to put out information about me. And I'm not trying to be self-centered. That's not the issue. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm doing is I'm putting information that is important to other people, like about this comfort zone. Then people will see that, wait, she's putting out information that is valuable information. This way people will follow what I'm doing because I'm giving them information that is useful to them, and then they will start following what I'm doing. Then they're going to ask me, so what else do you do? And that's how they'll find out what I'm doing as far as with carrot bars. I don't need to put 20 million things out about carrot bars. Carrot bars does a wonderful marketing on their own. They don't need me to put things out about them. What I need to do is put out things about what I'm doing, because I'm doing not just carrot bars, I'm doing other things. I'm also doing my coaching as the Take Action Life Coach, because that's who I am. That's who I am branded as, just as you need to brand about yourself, okay? Because with any business that you're doing, you never know what could happen to that business. I have seen multiple times that people put, instead of putting their name, they'll put their name, the business's name in the middle, and their last name. Well, guess what? If that business goes down, you look pretty ridiculous with your name, the business's name, and your last name. Okay? You never want to attach a business to your name. You are unique. So that's why it's extremely important just to brand you. You know, people are going to Google you. So that's why it's important just to brand about you. So right now we've talked about using the phone. We've talked about videos. We've talked about, you know, procrastination. Those are things that people have a problem with, you know, doing things. We've talked about malls. Some people have problems doing malls. Some people actually have problems going over bridges. Some people have problems with getting out of their comfort zone. They have problems with doing exercise. Okay, that's another getting out of your comfort zone. You know, it's like, oh, no, I think I'll just take it easy. Well, you know what? You could start very slowly. You could start doing exercises. You know, like, I can't run a marathon. No, nobody's asking you to run a marathon. But you could start walking. Walking is an excellent exercise. You could start little by little. You could start walking even half a block. Then you increase it to one block. Then you increase it to 1.5 blocks. But before you do any exercise, you really need to see your doctor. Make sure that, you know, you're fit to even do half a block. You know, I don't want anybody doing something that they're not supposed to be doing. You have to make sure with your medications, if you're going to start a diet, whatever medication you're on, you need to see your doctor. I'm not here to give you any health tips with anything like that. Because, you know, being a nurse, I have to also be careful. I'm not giving you any health, advice. But anybody can. You know, walking is one exercise that you can do. But again, if you have any health issues before you do anything, even walking or even a diet regime, it's extremely important that you talk to your doctor if you have any health challenges or if you're on any medication. It's extremely important you do that before you do anything else. If you're going to change your routine, you know, any type of routine, that can be getting you out of your comfort zone. You know, it's not that bad, seriously. You know, once you start doing something, you know, the first time you change up something in your daily routine, yeah, it's going to feel uncomfortable because that's the idea of getting out of a comfort zone. It's okay. But you know what? If it's going to improve your life, it's worth it. You know, whatever it is. You know, sometimes, it was funny. You know, I've tried different foods recently. My son is learning, he's cooking different types of foods. And he was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to try that. But I did. And guess what? I liked it. So, you know, you have to get out of the comfort zones. It's really, really important. You know, try something different. Try karate. You know, maybe that's something you always wanted to do. Try doing a treadmill, become a mentor, you know, try to do presentations, you know, do something totally different than you've ever wanted to do before. You know, there's so many things that you could do. Is there something that you wanted to do that you always said, I'm going to do? Well, when are you going to do it? Seriously, when are you going to do it? You know, the could-haves, should-haves, would-haves. You know, everybody has those could-haves, should-haves, would-haves. You know, what are those could-haves, should-haves, would-haves? You want to do that before it's too late. You know, what's stopping you? Write that down. What is stopping you? You know, fear is nothing. It's false evidence. It really is. There's nothing behind it. It's paralyzing you. And I'm going to tell you something. Once you do take that first step towards walking out of your comfort zone, you're going to be so amazed at what you can do. You know, there was, like I said, there was things in life I didn't realize that I could do some of the things that I've done, and I was like, wow, you know, I can do this. You know, one of the things I'm going to do, and I know I'm going to do, I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be talking to people. I didn't know that I could be a coach. Guess what? Here I am. you know, I challenge myself. I constantly challenge myself that I'm going to do better with this. I'm going to do better with this. And I do. You know, one weekend, I'll never forget, I decided I was going to do my master coaching. And I did. I just did it. I said, that's it. And I did it in one weekend. I turned off the computer. Let me take that back. I didn't turn off the computer because I was doing it online, but I turned off all social media. I turned off Facebook. I turned off everything. That's challenge, okay? Get out of your comfort zone. Get off of Facebook. If you're a Facebook junkie, get off of Facebook for one day. Yes, I did say it. Get off of Facebook for one day. Get out of your comfort zone. Trust me, Facebook won't go away. It won't go away for one day, and it won't kill you, really. One day off of Facebook, it really won't kill you. You know, that's the paint in place. That's the new paint in place, really. It won't kill you. Try it. One day without Facebook, it's really not that bad. You know, anything like that, do something totally different, totally out of character. I'm telling you, you will feel so much better because it's going to be like, wow, if I can do this, I can do something else. And you can. You really, really can. Pick up a hobby. Pick up something that you never thought you could do. You know, if it's something that you've always wanted to learn, if you never used Twitter, learn how to use Twitter. If you've, whatever, if you never were a techie person, learn how to do something techie. No matter what, if you, I don't know, anything that you really thought you couldn't do, do it. There's so many things out there that you never thought, you know, if you thought you couldn't walk a mile, walk a mile. If you thought you couldn't build a treehouse, build a treehouse. Whatever it is, just do it. And the best part is, if you have some naysayers in your life, do it even more so. Do it even more so. Get the heck out of your comfort zone. You know, I always hear people that say, oh, my God, this business didn't work for me. The first thing I ask them, what did you do in the business? Because especially if the business is working for other people, really, the first thing is like, did you go to the webinars? Did you go to the training? Did you buy a package? Because especially if there's free positions in that particular business, that's the first thing I ask them, did you upgrade? Did you watch the videos? Did you go to the training? Did you call anybody? Did you share it with anybody? And it's like, nope, 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 nope. Then you tell me, how did you expect that business to work? Because if you didn't, it's like opening up a Walgreens, Walmart, Target, whatever. Okay, you bought the franchise, okay? And you didn't tell anybody about it. You didn't get inventory. You didn't do, you know, because franchises, they give you the training. You didn't do the training, but you expected the business to work. You expected all these customers to come in, but you never advertised. How the heck did you expect that business to work? Because it's the same principle. So if your business isn't working, ladies and gentlemen, you better do a reality check. What are you doing to get that business off the ground? Because if you're not doing anything for it, guess what? It's not going to work. It's not. No matter what, there's no way it's going to work ever, ever, ever if you're not doing anything towards that business. If you're not making phone calls, if you're not making contacts, and, you know, it's funny because in some businesses they'll tell you make 10 calls a day. Are you kidding me? 10? I'm making 100 calls. And I'm not just making calls, I'm making contacts. I am constantly contacting people. Hey, how are you? What are you doing? And when they tell me what they're doing, I tell them what I'm doing. I am nonstop, constantly talking to people, talking to people, talking to people. Get out of your comfort zone. If you don't do it, you're not going to make it in life. So I hope that this show helped you. Go over the notes. Listen to it again. And if you have any questions, reach me. If you have any questions, reach me at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, I'll have another show next Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. If you have any questions, feel free to reach me. My name is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. I don't know what the topic will be, but again, I do it on the fly. Have an awesome day and get out of your comfort zone. Get off the sofa and let's go. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye for now.